What is executive presence? When someone talks about an individual possessing professional or executive presence, they are talking about the perception that person creates through how he or she interacts in formal and informal settings, in all modes of communication. Tarot International offers a one-day professional presence workshop where you learn how to develop and consistently communicate your professional brand. Visit tarot.com, that's T-E-R-O.com, to learn more. This is Michelle from the Tarot team.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. T-E-R-O.com. And the Iowa Business Journals, news and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
This past weekend, I got to go to Bike World West here in the greater Des Moines metro. They were doing some demonstrations for electric assist bicycles. Now, these bicycles look like anything else except they weigh about 50 pounds because they've got a big old battery on them and an electric motor. I talked with Steve Tai. He's the Trek representative who was demonstrating these bicycles, and I took one for a spin. I asked him, so how long have they been around? Where they come from and what's the draw?
Well, we've been doing them for quite a while in Europe, and in the last 5 years, we've been bringing them into the United States, and they're in the last 2 years, they've been really taking off. It really allows the rider to go longer distances, less effort, and use them for utility purposes, too.
So you can commute with these things along any of the trails or perhaps even on the roads and arrive at your destination even in the summer, not all sweaty and bothered.
Right, that's the concept around, you know, commuters. Maybe they don't have a shower at their work, and they can actually get to work in a really good clip. You know, these go from anywhere from 20 miles an hour to 28 miles an hour, and you know, without breaking a sweat sometimes to get to work.
I was just on one, and it was a beautiful ride, and quiet as well. One of the things that I'm interested in, you said this has been in Europe for some time and they utilize it. What's the biking philosophy in Europe versus what it is here in the United States?
Well, in Europe, they look at the bike as a utility. You know, a lot of Europeans don't have a vehicle, or the traffic is bad, where a bike is a faster way to work or to the store. So they look at it as a utility purpose. So, you know, it's not... I think in the U.S., people look at it more as a fitness thing, and maybe they're negative against that as they think it's cheating. But in reality, you can substitute the bike for the car, maybe going to the store and save on gas and traffic.
Yeah. I think it's a great idea. Now, as far as cost, the cost of these, and I looked at the sticker price, these are comparable to a fine road bike.
Yeah, they are. So... These are high tech. These are really nice lithium quality batteries. The motors on them are high end motors. So we started about $2,400 and go up from there. So these batteries are going to last over 1,500 cycles through the battery recharging, which equates to about 35,000 miles on a lifetime of a battery.
They are a little on the heavy side. The one I picked up was running about 48, 50 pounds or so. So you have to have a little muscle to put it up on the bike rack. But it might well be worth it, especially in the commuting world. Now, if you commute, what about weather, rain or snow?
So we make a couple different models, specifically for commuters that have fenders on to kind of guard from the water splashing up on your back. So there are specific models that we kind of design for that commuter purpose.
And you've got hybrid handles as well as road bike handles as well.
Yep. So whatever position you like on the bike, for road bikers, we have a drop bike bar. We even have more of a cruiser style that kind of puts all your weight into the saddle and sits you pretty far upright. So all different types of models. And we have more to come.
More to come. They are Trek electric assist bicycles. Bike World in West Des Moines and in Urbandale have them, and they are just amazing. You got to just check these out. If you're a bicyclist of any kind, just to take a ride on one of these things, I was doing 20 miles an hour in less than 100 yards quickly, and it was really great. Steve Tai, thanks so very much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Once again, that was Steve Tai. He's the Trek representative, lives here in the Des Moines Metro, enjoys the trails as well, and we were at Bike World West. Check it out, the new Trek and Giant and several other brands of electric assist bicycles. Gotta get me one. When we come back, we'll check out what happened today on Wall Street. This is Insight on Business, the NewsHour.
Traveling in a freighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies.